I'm a Knight of Columbus because it makes me a better Catholic. We all have tools that help us in various things in our lives, and the Knights allows me to focus on charity and become a better Christian and become a better Catholic. We get involved with all sorts of charities. Some of our main focuses are life causes and feeding the hungry, taking care of children and those with intellectual disabilities. That's our intellectual disability assistance campaign. We pass out Tootsie Rolls and accept donations for them. And then that money is all earmarked to help people with disabilities in various causes. Part of the money, 85% of the money collected locally, stays in that community. So whatever causes the council asks for, that money goes directly to. The other 15% is earmarked for larger grants. In the past, we've received a grant with the PACE Academy here in Morgantown to provide training so that they could do a better job at what they do, helping get those with disabilities active in the community and active in the workforce. A council is the local group of Knights working in their local community. It's, for lack of a better definition, it's the local club. It's very often the men of one parish. That's what our founder envisioned, was a group of men working in the parish to help their local community. And that's what we call a council. They can work in the parish and in their community. Our Knights work locally, but they make impacts globally. Everything from something like a Tootsie Roll drive, or where they're helping in their community, or when Father needs help, they're helping in their parish. But they can also do things that impact the whole world. We have the traveling icon going around the state, Our Lady of the Persecuted Christians. We're making donations in part with the Supreme Council to rebuild communities on the Nineveh Plain to help Christians that have been displaced from some of our oldest Christian communities. That could be anything. It could be maintenance work. We've got some of our councils that are the maintenance committee, and they help clean up around the church. It could be, we had a situation, I'm a member at St. Francis de Sales. We had a situation where we had a leak in the middle of winter. A Monsignor called me and said, "Scott, I need help." And the Knights and I were there within 20 minutes. He had a leak. We found the water. We got the water shut off, and we started vacuuming and pushing water out. It can be anything from that to serving as our CIA sponsors, working in the Mass as lectors and ushers. Basically all facets of church life is where the Knights are involved. Very typically, a council would meet once, maybe twice a month, but then, you know, probably or might have additional meetings for planning various events, whether they're service-oriented or community-oriented. That would vary, but typically the council meeting itself would be once or twice a month. I am the face of the Knights of Columbus in West Virginia. I am the CEO of the organization. I help keep all of our guys moving in the right direction and encourage them to continue doing the good work that they do. We have 50 councils in West Virginia. A few of them are currently in a state of flux, and we have right around 5,600 Knights in West Virginia. That goes with almost 2 million Knights worldwide. Last year in September, we had a food packing right here at St. John's Parish. The Knights of Columbus of West Virginia partner with Cross Catholic, and we packaged 40,000 meals to feed the hungry. It was right after Hurricane Florence hit North Carolina, and 4,000 of those meals were packed out of Morgantown and taken straight to New Bern, North Carolina, where they were fed to the displaced people on that Wednesday. We've got another one of those packaging events coming up June 1st, where we're going to package 80,000 meals to feed the poorest of the poor all over the world. We had a Coats for Kids giveaway on Black Friday in Huntington, where we passed out 250 coats to children who were facing a cold winter with no protection. We had the opportunity to give the Catholic schools a donation of $15,000 to provide for their needs across the state, and an additional $5,000 to support the education of the seminarians for the diocese. Well, we do it in different ways. Of course, we always keep them in our prayers, and if we see them, we do our best to encourage them and let them know that we're thinking of them. Additionally, through the seminarian raffle that we just wrapped up, we give that money straight to the diocese that then pays for educational costs to help them. But then additionally, our councils participate in something we call the RSVP program, where they are encouraged to send money directly to the seminarian to help defray their costs of college. As we all know, living in a college town, sometimes it can be rough to be a college student. And at the end of the day, that's what our seminarians are. So we help them in that way as well. The opportunity to be state deputy has been an awesome experience. I've gotten to travel the state and meet so many of my brother knights making their difference one at a time in their communities. I've had people come up to me that I have not met or barely met and tell me how something that I have said or something that the knights have said or done has changed their life. And without being in this role, I would have never gotten that opportunity to connect with all those people and have them connect with me. We have absolutely had the opportunity to make a difference in our community, and it has been an awe-inspiring experience. I'd encourage everyone to take the opportunity to learn more about us and potentially join us. You could visit kfc.org/join us for more information, to read about what the Knights do, or to find out how you can become a member of this awesome organization. My name is Scott Kenneth Nail. I'm the State Deputy of West Virginia, but I'm a member of Council 16837 of St. Francis de Sales in Morgantown.